going out and finding a vehicle that you love, that you are passionate about. When you share that vehicle or you share that gift with other people, then the energy exchange in that gift in this planet right now in this lifetime is money. And so what could be more beautiful in exchange than you helping somebody change their life?
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
What's going on, guys? On this week's episode, I want to walk with you and have a little conversation with you about money, specifically money and spirituality. I've been thinking a lot about this, as it's always been an issue. It's always been an issue. I remember even back when I was younger and I used to go to church, it was always a thing, you know? I don't know why. I always just had a knack for making money. It wasn't that big of a deal to me, although I know that it's a deal for a lot of people. And the more and more that I get into the spiritual community and the deeper I go in my journey, the more and more that I realize that a lot of people have an issue with money. And rightfully so, because, you know, money and the dollar has been used to manipulate and control people for so long. Here in society, we're taught that if we have money, then we can buy things and those things make us better than others. It's the underlying message, let's just face it. And then if we don't have money, that we are less than others. I don't believe that's true. And many of you don't believe that's true. And yet that's the underlying thing, you know? And so as a result, many people have an issue with money. There's wounds around money. There's some healing that has to take place around money, because when you really look at it, and the deeper you go into your spirituality, you start to realize that money is one of the three energies of human mastery, and it's money, food, and sex. And we'll talk about those two other ones another day, but for right now, you know, the reality is that money is just energy, and you have the choice as to how much energy you're going to give it and what that energy is going to feel like for you. And so if you have a perspective on money that comes and is deeply rooted in negativity and pain, guess what? I'm telling you right now, as hard as you try and as hard as you work, money's going to come and go. It's just, it'll never be a part of your life, because it's not part of your life internally. And there's pain and there's wounding around it. And so being that there's pain and there's wounding around it subconsciously and energetically, you won't attract it. It won't come in. It won't, because that's how energy flows, right? Hang on, because Neymar is tripping. Hey, don't even look at him. He's seeing this little dog right here. And I want to make sure he doesn't attack him. Walk straight. Don't give me that. And so that's the thing, you know, that's the thing that I find is that for a lot of people out there in the world, it's like whenever you talk about money, it's like, like this anger comes out and this frustration and this passion that is deeply rooted, by the way, not in love, but in pain, comes out. I want to share with you the possibility that money could be love. Money could be the greatest expression of love for yourself. Because if you think about it, if you're here in this beautiful life, you want to experience it to the fullest. You don't want any limitations, because you are no limitations. You want to experience it all, because you are it all. And so the greatest way that you can fully self-actualize and fully express yourself is by going out and finding a vehicle that you love, that you're passionate about, sharing that vehicle with other people, sharing that gift with other people, which you have inside of you, and yet your wound has not allowed you to find. When you share that vehicle, you share that gift with other people, then the energy exchange in that gift, in this planet, right now, in this lifetime, is money. And so what could be more beautiful in exchange than you helping somebody change their life? However it is that you do, whether you have healing hands, whether you help them buy or sell a house, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer and you're defending them, whether you whether you make something like this hat that is keeping me from the water right now, or this jacket, or, you know, whether you love animals and you take care of them, whatever it is, and you just allow yourself to get really good at that, you know, at that thing that you are here to do, that way that you are sit, that you are here to help other people, right? And you get really, really good at that. As a result of you being really, really good at it, then you make a lot of money. What could be so bad about that? And then with that money, you help other people. You maybe buy people food when they need it. You help pay rent for somebody that's struggling. You help take care of your family. You give your children the best education possible. So I'm going to share with you a little personal goal to really help expand your thinking here. I know this is going to bother some of you, but when it's all said and done and I'm 110 years old or 115, I think I'll be worth $3 billion. And I know for some of you that's a really big number, but the more and more that I'm around the subject of money, the more and more that I realize that the universe doesn't care how many zeros. It really doesn't. It's up to you. It's your choice. So my thought is, I mean, if you're going to be here and you're going to think, you might as well think big. Not even think big, think without limits. And so then the question is, well, you know, well, Danny, what are you going to do with all that money, and how greedy could you be? And, you know, I know what the ego says. Well, here's what I'm going to do. And this is a public declaration. A portion of it will go to my kids. 25% of it or so, you know, they'll be fine. And then the bulk of it, 75% of it, you know, I'll split that into thirds. One third will be to help animals, get them out of these zoos, help some of these dolphins, help stop killing whales. You know, bad shit that humans do. A third of it will be to save the planet. Make sure she's protected, because she's the womb. Some of you will get that, some of you won't. And then another third will be to help the poor and help those who maybe are in a situation where they don't have. But not by giving it to them, by helping them realize that they have the power within them. If they really want it, to create financial, personal, and spiritual freedom. That's my take on things. I hope this episode helps you to truly challenge your beliefs on money, truly challenge your perspective on things, and, you know, maybe wake up to the fact that the reason why you have or don't have when it comes to the subject of money is very simply as a result of your beliefs, your thoughts, and your feelings around it. I challenge you with that. Have a great week. And if this episode brought you value, or if you have some questions, leave it in the comment box. And if you could, share it with somebody that you love. That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.